We are learning Shmiras HaLoshon. We just began yesterday Shar HaTorah in Perek Aleph. We're by the Haggah, the gloss of the Chofetz Chaim, in the paragraph which begins, U'bazeh nechlaku shnei hamoroim. The Chofetz Chaim here is discussing how come, first of all, he did not mention the second opinion of Rav Acha Bar Chanina that said if a person speaks Loshon Hara, ein lo itakono, he doesn't have any hope. Because as he brings from David HaMelech, Yachris Hashem kol sifsei chalokos, Hashem will cut off all the smooth talkers. We ended with yesterday where the Chofetz Chaim told us when a person speaks Lashon Hara, there are two kilkulim, two evil things, two wrongs that are being done. The first is that he's hurting his friends with words. He's harming his friend with evil words. Of course, that is a mitzvah bein adam lechaveray, between man and man. The second evil, mashenifgom bazeh koyach hadibah shaloi, that the person is blemishing, is ruining his koyach hadibah. There's a basic rule when it comes to computers, when it comes to pots and pans, when it comes to almost anything, toys, basic rule. If you're trying to put something together, put the USB into the computer, put a cord into the outlet, put the pot cover on the pot, put the toy pieces together, if it's not working and you push too hard, you probably break it. Why is that? Because it's meant to fit in. So then after you push and push and push, you realize, well, you have a three-pronged cord trying to put into a two-prong. Well, of course it's not going to work. But we don't look at it first sometimes. Any example you want to give works all the same. And you put too much force into it after you're finished, so you bent one of those prongs. And you're so proud of yourself, oh, it works. So now you have that three-pronged cord, which is now two prongs. That's why it fits. It's bent. It's ruined. It's blemished. You try to take something off, out, plug out, and you pull too hard, or you push too hard, and you ruin it. When a person has a koyach hadibur, that power of speech, and he misuses it, he, as the Chofetz Chaim says, he's yorad al yideze mata min midrash gosoi. He lowers himself in madre gosoi from the level he was on. You look at him, his mouth now with a spiritual camcorder, with a spiritual camera, and it's distorted. Even worse, if one looks at this person with a camera of the future, he's missing his lips. He's missing his tongue. He's blemished. He's ruined. And the person looks at the individual again, and he's shocked at the sight. And then he takes his view out of that camera, and he looks at him physically, and he says, well, his mouth, his tongue is still there. But he has a special camera that can see how this person will look like in the future. Why am I saying it like this? Because the Chofetz Chaim himself tells us in the introduction to the Sefer Mishneh Berurah and others for him that the different body parts correspond to the different mitzvahs of the person that he does. And when the person does not perform that mitzvah properly, he blemishes that aver, that limb, that body part. Therefore, if a person realizes that he uses his mouth incorrectly, if he uses his mouth incorrectly, he will blemish that mouth, he will blemish that tongue, to the point where it might not even be there in the future. Yorad alideza mata mata midradigosoi. Now we continue with the paragraph that was introduction to today's shir, ubazeh nechlaku shnei amoraim. This is the machlekes in Gemara and Erechin on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Rav Chama Bar Chanina soiver. Rav Chama Bar Chanina holds. Since the person learns Torah on a regular basis, Mikadish al yidei zeh es koyach hadibur. He sanctifies himself through this with his koyach hadibur. Shenofa mimadregoso yadei haloshin hara. He fell mimadregoso through loshin hara. Ubazem mirape takef es hapagam sheish al haloshin. Immediately, what this person has accomplished now, or what he has not accomplished in a positive sense, mirape takef es hapagam sheish al haloshin. After lay tikkun adayin es achedak shebin odom lechaveri. Since the person learns Torah, the Torah protects him. He protects him from the pagam of lowering his mouth and using it incorrectly. Even though he still did not fix up that chelak, that part of Bein Adam Lechaveri. Kumayat Chsivah says, Mar Pei Loshon. What does it mean, Mar Pei Loshon? Marpe is a loshon of refuah, refa'inu, healing. The Torah is a marpe loshon. It cures the loshon. Which loshon? The loshon that was spoken with incorrectly. Since this person learns Torah b'smidus, it can cure that incorrect speech. Once again, the topic of discussion here is the importance of limud Torah. How limud Torah will cure the person from loshon hara. So now that the person learns Torah on a regular basis, if he fell in the Avera of Lashon Hara, he will be able to cure himself on one of the Chelek, one of the Kilkulim, of lowering his level because he learns Torah B'smidus. Rav Acha Soiver, Rav Acha holds a different point. That this person that used his tongue and his mouth incorrectly, he used his speech to hurt people. Gamp gam l'shoynoi lo nisrapi al deilu meratayra. Rav Acha holds, he is of the opinion that since this person did not use his mouth correctly, the Torah will not protect him. Lo nisrapi al deilu meratayra. He will not be cured through the limud Torah. Va'osid li koris, and he will be cut off in the future. Shenemar yachris Hashem kosisei chalokos lo shemidaberes gedolos. Hashem will cut off those smooth talkers, those boastful, arrogant people. Pirush ki hakdusha sheyesh bedibur shu ikir tzuras adam tisbatel mimenu. He explains the Chavetz Chaim by telling us that this Kedusha, this ability to use our speech to elevate, to bring close, to connect, he blemished it. Shu'ikat Tzuras Adam. This is the main form of man, main point of man, his deed or his speech. Tizbatli mena, he will lose it. The Zek Havanas HaMedrash, that's what the Medrash means when it says, in the future, Hashem will cut off their tongues. Shinemar Yachreis Hashem, Hashem will cut off their tongues. Whose tongues? These smooth talkers. Sometimes you meet people and they have this very smooth, it could be a little kina that could come up, a little jealousy, how they have this smoothness. All of a sudden you hear how they use that smooth tongue, and it's like that snake. The snake gets closer and closer, and then just bites that person, and the person doesn't expect it. What did you say? Where'd that come from? So what's the response? Yachreis Hashem. That's what the Medrash means. Hashem will cut off their tongue. Inami hakol kipshutoi. Pashup shat, according to the Gemara. Aval im tikein, says the Chavetz Chaim further, hachelek shebein adam lechaveiro, yilukul yamun nisfapi habagam b'l shobo l'shoinei al deilu mera teira. The Chavetz Chaim says, if a person was mefayes, if a person appeased that individual that he hurt with words. And he is a person who learns Torah, so then he will correct that mistake. He will cure himself. Because this word, this term, this concept, this reality of kares, that Hashem will cut this person off, will cut out his tongue, is no different than other krisis, any other types of excommunication of kares. The kaimalon, as we know, over adam al krisis, misas bezdin, the person transgressed isurim, they carry with them krisa and misas bezdin, teshuva of yom kippurim toilin, the isurim imarkin, teshuva and yom kippur are toilin. They hang, they wait. The Yisurim Memarkin and pain and suffering will wipe off that punishment, will erase that chait. The Yedua, he said, it's known. You know what? I wouldn't even dare to say I disagree with the Chofetz Chaim. But I would say, unfortunately, I don't think it's known enough. The following statement. V'yaduwa da'i de'esek ha'toyra nifte adam mi'yisurin. The Chofetz Chaim says it's known that the esek ha'toyra, through the involvement of Torah study, nifte adam mi'yisurin, a person is redeemed. He does not have to get those pain and suffering. He toils in the Torah. He sweats in the Torah. He comes to learn Torah. Nif de Adam Yisurin. He does not have to have the punishment of Yisurin, of suffering. Kimay Sha'amru, as the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Hayim and Aleph, Kolo Oisek by Torah, whoever is Oisek, involved in Torah, Yisurin bedelen himenu. Suffering is removed from this person. That's the same Gemara where a person is told that if he has suffering that it comes onto him, he should do some introspection and see. Perhaps maybe it's because of a certain Avera. After he checked and found himself clean from the Averas that he might have been doing or he didn't do, and he still sees that he has his suffering, what's the message? What's Hashem telling him? Yasuk b'Torah, be involved with Torah. V'ayim eshari tshuva l'Rabbi Yoyin shekosav gamkin b'Islam and hey binin bal tshuva shiira lehetiv pa'olov v'davar asher zoda olov. He now brings from shari tshuva, from Rabbi Yoyin shari tshuva, in regards to a person who wants to correct his mistakes, and in that inyan, that aspect that he made a mistake with, that he transgressed in, he should work to improve. If he's stackled by rayas, if he was looking at immoral things, he should train himself to lower his eyes and look downward. If he sinned with lashon hara, he should involve himself with limud haTorah. And all of the different ivarim that a person transgressed, violated the mitzvahs of Hashem, yishtadel kayim behem hamitzvahs, he should work to make sure he performs with those ivarim the mitzvahs. V'chein amru zal hatzadikim v'oisei davar shechaitim boi mitzratzim. Ben Yonah concludes over there in Shari Tshuva that the tzaddikim, the same body parts that they transgressed with, those are the same body parts that a person should make sure they do mitzvahs with. The Chofetz Chaim concludes this footnote from the words of the Menorah Samar. Menorah Samar lived a few hundred years ago. I believe one of the Kadmoinim, Rav Brevda Zatzal, would mention how the Chavetz Chaim had this Sefer Menoyos HaMa'or on this table on a regular basis. The Plugtos HaMoroim Lo Ayri Rak Mishu Murgo Badover of Oid Yodoy Natui Lachet Zeh. Lefichach Nichras Ba'avoynai Ve'ein Moyeloi Limur HaTayra. Very, very important Yesoid that the Chavetz Chaim brings now from the Sefer Menoyos HaMa'or. We mentioned an opinion in the Gemara, Yachreis Hashem Kol Sifsei Chaloka Yisloshim Medaberes Gedoyles. Hashem will cut off the tongue, as explained by the Medrash, of this person speaks Lashon Hara. The Menoyos HaMa'or is telling us, we are talking about an individual, the Machloikis between the Zamoroim, is about a person who's a Baal Lashon Hara. Some people give you a business card, they are this, they are that. He gives you a business card, I'm a Baal Lashon Hara. That is my occupation. Now, obviously, he doesn't walk around giving out business cards, but he is such an individual who includes himself in conversations, and as soon as he finished, he uses that ammunition, he turns around, and he rips the person apart. And he does it in a way, they're professionals, do it in a way where they don't even look like they're bad people. They look like they're saving the world. That's how they try to portray themselves. Such a person like that, that's the machlekes amoraim. Limud HaTorah, according to one amoraim, will not help such a person. Because he's a baal lashon hara. We're not talking about a person who makes the mistake of speaking lashon hara once in a while. Lefichach, nichras, Ba'avoinoi, let's finish the paragraph. Ve'ein moyoloi limud HaTorah. Therefore, nichras ba'avoinoi ve'ein moyoloi limud HaTorah. He'll be cut off ba'avoinoi because of his sin, and limud HaTorah will not help to protect him. Avamishin nichshol bezeh. But a person who just stumbled with this. Who writes a lishmar es atzma mikan l'abba, and he wants to protect himself from now on, and not to speak lashon hara. V'vada yesh marpe l'makosa l'kol yama. He definitely will have a cure, according to everyone, through limud HaTorah. Ach yizareis es nafshoi al kolponim mikan l'abba. Page 382 on the top. A person should arouse himself, force himself, push himself. From now on, lishomer mizeh achet kederach adam sheichnis v'shgagol epiv sama memis vaitik berufuois lazeh. Imagine a person, God forbid, instead of pouring oil into a salad, he poured a detergent, a bleach, a deathly detergent into his salad. And he starts eating it. He will make sure this mistake will never happen again. After he's rushed to the hospital, he doesn't want to go through that situation again. She'ein lo lechol oy that sam ha-memis. He doesn't want to drink this poison again. Eat this poison. He'll make sure he takes his medicine. He makes sure that he locks up that detergent in a different spot near the oil, not near the oil. Gam limad tayr hu takano shlo yover li dei lashon hara. So too, one has to know that learning Torah, limad Torah, is a takano, is a way to fix the mistake, to prevent the person from coming to speak lashon hara in the future. As the Gemara tells us over there, what is the advice? What is the suggestion that you can give that the person will not speak Lashon Hara again, says the Gemara? If he's a Talmud Chacham, let him learn Torah. Talmud Chacham, here we can mean that he's able to learn. Let him be involved with Torah. It's obvious. In Sanhedrin, Sadi Testament Beis, Odom Lomo Yulad. The Pasuk in Iyov, Perakei Pasuk Zayin, tells us that man was created to work. Adam l'amal yulad. Man was created to toil, to work. The Gemara has a whole discussion. What kind of work was he created for? En yadeya im l'amal malacha im l'amal peh. I'm not sure, says the Gemara. What does this mean? Is he created for a physical work or for a work with his mouth? To use his hands or his mouth? Answers the Gemara, Kishu Aymer, Ki Akaf Allah Piyu. When the mouth restrains itself, when the mouth holds itself back, Akaf Allah Piyu, Havi Aymer Lomo Peh. So you see, man was created to work with his mouth, to hold himself back from saying inappropriate things. Continues the Gemara about dying. Any idea im lo amal tayro, im lo amal sicha. I still don't know. Man's creation, was he created lo amal tayro, to toil in tayro, or to toil in speech? There's a whole question what this Gemara means, which is not for now. Kishu Aymer V'chulei Havi Aymer L'Amo Taira Nifra. The Gemara tells us man was created L'Amol B'Taira, to toil in Taira, to be involved with Taira. V'inyan Hu D'Nitan L'Adam Teva Mi'Eis Shenitan L'Hadibor. The point that we want to bring out here is that man was given a natural ability to speak. Shevekli hamifto yasu es shalahem leis aslu bezeh. The ability to speak comes naturally, flows. V'loi yis aslu bezeh, and he won't be lazy with using his mouth. Mouth comes easy to flow. We'll explain what this means. K'mayshari evrei ha'adam, shetzarech ha'adam lo'irir es atzmi l'zarzam. But in regards to other parts of his evarim, man has to arouse them. Pick up his feet, move his hands. If he's lying down, he's comfortable. He doesn't want to move around. But in regards to his mouth, lo'ikein kayach hadibor, not so by his speech. V'zeh she'omru lo'omol peh. This one means lo'omol peh. That man was created to work with his mouth. But a person has to realize and contemplate and understand that this gift that was given to him for the purpose of limud ha-Torah. And that's why the Gemara is telling us that the antidote to take, the medicine to take, and prevent himself from the future, in the future, not to fall, in Lashon Hara is Eisek HaTayra, to be involved in Lashon HaTayra. The Lav Ha'achi, if not so, but Vada Yikosha with Dvar Masurim, because then the person will definitely fall prey to Dvar Masurim. Ki Miteva Ha'odom Shekli Hamifto Shloi Loyu Segurim, because the nature of a person is that his mouth is not closed. Im Loy Sheyochol Liz Gabir Al Yitzroi, unless he can control himself. And make himself like a mute. As we mentioned earlier from the Gemara in Chulin, what is a man's umnus, his trade here in this world? He should make himself like a mute, that he can't talk. But if he will talk, he should make sure that his speech is geared to limud ha-Torah, to chesed. Specifically here we're talking that the Torah will help cure the person from his chet. Of Lashon Hara. Thank you.